Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 628. On the evening of the last day, before my departure from Vilnius, an elderly sister revealed the condition of her soul to me. She said that she had already been suffering interiorly for several years, that it seemed to her that all her confessions had been bad, and that she had doubts as to whether the Lord Jesus had forgiven her. I asked her if she had ever told her confessor about this. She answered that she had spoken many times about this to her confessors, and the confessors are always telling me to be at peace. But still, I suffer very much, and nothing brings me relief, and it constantly seems to me that God has not forgiven me. I answered, "You should obey your confessor, sister, and be fully at peace, because this is certainly a temptation." But she entreated me with tears in her eyes to ask Jesus if he had forgiven her, and whether her confessions had been good or not. I answered forcefully, "Ask him yourself, sister, if you don't believe your confessors." But she clutched my hand and did not want to let me go until I gave her an answer, and she kept asking me to pray for her and to let her know what Jesus would tell me about her. Crying bitterly, she would not let me go and said to me, "I know that the Lord Jesus speaks to you, sister." Since she was clutching my hand and I could not wrench myself away, I promised her I would pray for her. In the evening, during benediction, I heard these words in my soul: "Tell her that her disbelief wounds my heart more than the sins she committed." When I told her this, she began to cry like a child, and great joy entered her soul. I understood that God wanted to console this soul through me. Even though it cost me a great deal, I fulfilled God's wish. When I entered the chapel for a moment that same evening to thank God for all the graces he had bestowed on me in this house, suddenly God's presence enveloped me. I felt like a child in the hands of the best of fathers, and I heard these words: "Do not fear anything. I am always with you." His love penetrated my whole being. I felt I was entering into some such close intimacy with him that I cannot find words to express it. Then I saw one of the seven spirits near me, radiant as at other times, under a form of light. I constantly saw him beside me when I was riding on the train. I saw an angel standing on every church we passed, but surrounded by a light which was paler than that of the spirit who was accompanying me on the journey. And each of these spirits who were guarding the churches bowed his head to the spirit who was near me. When I entered the convent gate at Warsaw, the spirit disappeared. I thanked God for his goodness, that he gives us angels for companions. Oh, how little people reflect on the fact that they always have beside them such a guest, and at the same time a witness to everything. Remember, sinners, that you likewise have a witness to all your deeds. O my Jesus, your goodness surpasses all understanding, and no one will exhaust your mercy. Damnation is for the soul who wants to be damned, but for the one who desires salvation, there is the inexhaustible ocean of the Lord's mercy to draw from. How can a small vessel contain the unfathomable ocean? Here, Sister Faustina tells the story of an elderly sister who doubted that she had been forgiven by God. Her confessors assured her that she had been forgiven. Saint Faustina told her that it was a temptation, that she should trust the confessors, but the sister was desperate with despair. She was convinced that Saint Faustina spoke to Jesus, so she asked her to check with Jesus. Through Saint Faustina, Jesus told the nun that her disbelief was more hurtful to him than her sins. It seems that this finally convinced the nun to believe that she had been forgiven. It was an awkward situation for St. Faustina, but she did help the sister to finally find relief. St. Faustina made a visit to the chapel before leaving Vilnius to thank God for all the graces that she had received in that religious house. And God reassured her, telling her not to fear. When she took the train to Warsaw, she was accompanied by one of the seven spirits. There are seven spirits mentioned in the book of Revelation. She was able to see this angel visibly. So perhaps it was a very important angelic being that stood next to her and accompanied her on the trip. She said there was also an angel on every church that they passed, but these angels had a paler light around each of them, and they bowed down to the angel that was accompanying St. Faustina. And then that angel disappeared when she got to the convent in Warsaw. So she thanked God for the grace, and we should acknowledge our guardian angels who are always accompanying us, and to remember that they are witnesses to all that we do, both the good and the bad. St. Faustina prays in thanksgiving for God's mercy. She says, only those who want to be damned end up in hell. For those who desire salvation, God offers us many different ways to help us to get there.